to the second episode of Bailey Tips for Dancers. My name is Bailey, and this episode we will be talking about dance shoe tips. Today, this episode will be about 3 tips long, and let's get started. So the first tip is called row slippers. So basically what you do is you take your dance shoes and then spray some spray deodorant. Spray it about 3 to 5 times to the inside of your shoe and then let them dry overnight. And make sure that you dry them on a flat surface. If you don't, then it will only dry in one spot and it won't spread around the shoe. And then after you let it dry, they will smell nice and fresh, even through those long dance days at the studios. The second one is how to get rid of dance shoe blisters. Now, from experience, I know how nasty and painful those blisters can be. Personally, I usually get them for my tap shoe. Anyways, back to the tip. So what you are gonna do is you're gonna take a blister band-aid and put it on the affected area. Then you're going to take some ace bandages, wrap it around your whole entire foot, then you're going to put a sock on. You know, I know this might sound like overkill, but trust me, this is the most effective way. This next one is dedicated to my very good friend from school, Evie. She is a hip-hop dancer, and Evie, if you are watching this, thank you for the inspiration. Anyways, this tip is targeted to hip-hop dancers, but this also is very helpful to non-dancers, and like if you're just on the street, just walking. So I know how irritating shoelaces are when they're coming undone every single minute of the class. So always, 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 I mean always, make sure that you get laceless shoes, including speed knit or Vans. Oh, did you hear that? I think that's the sound of a bonus tip. So for today's bonus tip, this will be for like ballet and just technique in general. This one is how to get better extensions. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna stretch a lot. Cardio, splits. The best thing to do is just doing your splits and runner's lunges. And for splits, you're gonna do left, right, and center for about a minute per side each day. Also, to get your leg higher is you're gonna have to practice butt mas and leg holds as much as you possibly can. You know what they say, the more you practice, the better you'll get at that skill. Now, I think that wraps up today's episode of Bailey's Tips for Dancers. Thanks for listening and have an amazing day. Goodbye.